This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And sitting in for Steve Inskeep, I'm David Green. Hurricane Irene is barreling toward major cities along the East Coast. The storm's path could affect 65 million people, including residents of Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and New York City. Seven coastal states have declared emergencies, including North Carolina, and big waves are already crashing onto the Outer Banks as well as onto Florida's beaches.
The storm, which is now a Category 2, whipped through the Bahamas yesterday, flattening homes with winds of up to 115 miles per hour. The extent of the damage there is still unclear, but the Miami Herald's Francis Robles tells us some of the smaller isolated islands suffered the most.
You can't get a landline through. You can't get a cell call through. You don't even see much activity on Twitter. So you really have a sense of kind of silence, of information vacuum.
For more on Irene's projection, we reached Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The biggest thing we've taken away from the measurements have been the size of the storm and how far out the tropical storm and strong winds go, particularly on the east side of the circulation.
Brennan says those winds stretch more than 200 miles from the center of the storm. Airlines are already canceling flights, with many more expected.
In New York and New Jersey, authorities are ready to order evacuations of the low-lying areas vulnerable to the waves known as storm surges. Here's Mike Brennan again.
The geography of the coastline near where New York City is, you know, is an area where a lot of water can be funneled up into a very small area if you get a big surge of easterly flow. So that's an area where the storm surge can be enhanced.
Forecasters believe the storm will hit those areas on Sunday, but warn that high winds and rain on its outer edges could arrive sooner.